With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Nurses at Ironwood Hospital unanimously rejected Aspirus's latest contract proposal. It comes more than 5 months after contract negotiations first started. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
Registered nurse Ashley Thompson has worked at Aspirus Ironwood for 10 years as MedSurg in the OB department. She's also on the bargaining committee that's been working through contract negotiations with Aspirus. Aspirus's latest contract proposal eliminates their current wage scale, which Thompson says they've been vocal from the beginning about keeping.
Their proposal has us making, like, half of us, and most of those people are the nurses that have been there for a while with experience, less money than what our proposal would give us wage-wise.
Thompson says the contract proposal also didn't meaningfully address the OB closure. Aspirus announced last month that it would be ending its labor and delivery services at the end of this year at Ironwood Hospital. Aspirus declined more than $1 million from the state of Michigan to keep the OB unit, saying it wouldn't have been a responsible use of taxpayer dollar.
We're not thrilled about the closure of that department. We're worried, you know, for the community, what that means. And we did send them a proposal at our last bargaining session about, you know, potentially keeping the department open, or, you know, what we can do to help with the closing transition, and they really didn't even address that in the proposal they wanted us to vote on.
Thompson says they want a fair contract. In September, nurses, through their union, the Michigan Nurses Association, filed a federal unfair labor practice charge against the hospital, citing refusal to return to the bargaining table. Aspirus announced the latest contract proposal about 2 weeks later. In a statement to WXPR, Aspirus says it was disappointed to learn the RNs voted against the proposal. The healthcare group says it believes the proposal was comprehensive and responsive to employee demands. The bargaining teams were set to meet again this Friday. Aspirus rescheduled that meeting to the 29th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A Michigan Nurses Association spokesperson told WXPR 47 RNs work at Ironwood Hospital. The majority are union members. A Wisconsin man faces a stalking charge after he allegedly sent the state Supreme Court's liberal chief justice a series of intimidating emails. Prosecutors in Madison charged 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine with felony stalking on Monday. He faces up to 3.5 years in prison if he's convicted. According to a criminal complaint, Thornton sent Chief Justice Jill Karofsky 9 emails between August 2nd and October 1st, in which he suggested she was manipulative, told her to eject herself from office, and asked for her home address so he could make it public. Thornton told investigators in a jailhouse interview that they better call President Donald Trump and Karofsky should run for the hills. His attorney declined to comment. This Saturday is the biannual Drug Take-Back Day. People are encouraged to safely dispose of unwanted and unused medications. There will be drop-off locations all across the state. Locally, that includes the police departments in Rhinelander, Minocqua, Three Lakes, and Tomahawk. The Oneida County landfill off County Highway K will also accept medications. It's the only location that will accept sharps. Otherwise, over-the-counter medications, prescriptions, ointments, inhalers, and pet medications are acceptable. No locations will accept illegal drugs, aerosol cans, or biohazardous materials. You can find a full list of what will and will not be accepted at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. A fatal crash in Taylor County has led to homicide charges for a Price County man. Mike Leishner reports.
Stephen Kaplan has been charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle after rolling an SUV on Monday. Officers were called to the town of Rib Falls near County Road C and Woodlake Avenue at around 2 p.m. to find the vehicle on its side with extensive damage. A passenger, identified as Sharon Kaplan, was taken from the scene to a local hospital and then airlifted to Wausau, where she died from her injuries a few hours later. No further information has been released, and officers haven't said what Stephen's blood alcohol content was, but he is being held in the Taylor County Jail on a six-figure cash bond. Court action against him is pending.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. A former corporation counsel for Oneida County is taking a similar post in Marathon County. Brian Desmond began his duties in Marathon County as corporation counsel October 20th. He has more than two decades of legal experience in county government, including 15 years working as the Oneida County Corporation Counsel. More recently, he had served as the Corporation Counsel in Sauk County. As the rise of white Christian nationalism can be seen across the country, a Wisconsin-based law expert argues the solution hinges on the separation of church and state. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The extremist ideology, which experts say has ties to the MAGA movement, asserts that America is and must remain a Christian nation. Andrew Seidel with Americans United for Separation in Church and State argues Christian nationalism is a sinister, exclusionary movement attempting to redefine America and reshape its laws. He stresses it distorts both the Christian faith and the country's constitutional democracy.
Christian nationalism is not the same as Christianity. So not every Christian is a Christian nationalist. Really important to make that distinction.
White Christian nationalism is a subset of Christian nationalism that asserts the white race and culture is superior. Research shows these views are most prevalent in Midwestern and Southern states that voted for President Trump. About 30% of Wisconsinites are white Christian nationalists, according to the Public Religion Research Institute. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.